Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This morning, all smiles. Anthony Albanese hosts the New Zealand Prime Minister ahead of their bilateral talks. Delays and queues, travellers told to prepare for a long wait at the airport this long weekend. Petrol prices soar to a new record high and we're being warned it could get worse. A car and a truck collide, trapping a driver in Sydney's west. And Richmond back into the top eight after a bruising clash with Port Adelaide.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was all smiles as she met up with Anthony Albanese in Sydney, the first foreign leader he's hosted since taking office. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. They had an informal dinner last night.
Yes, informal discussions last night in Sydney before more official bilateral talks later today. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese hosting his New Zealand counterpart Jacinda Ardern at Kirribilli House last night, the first foreign leader to visit the new Prime Minister on Australian soil. But today it's straight down to business with Ms. Ardern set to raise long-held concerns over Australia's policy of deporting foreign-born criminals, including New Zealanders who have called Australia home, among other issues, the growing influence of China in the Indo-Pacific and climate change. Meanwhile, news this morning that Australia's Border Patrol has intercepted an asylum boat off Australian shores. It's the second boat arrival in just under a month, the first detected just days before Election Day. People smugglers in Sri Lanka testing the resolve of the new Australian government. Jodie?
Taylor Aiken, thank you. There's been a dramatic smash in Sydney's west overnight, a car and a truck colliding at Rydalmere. The truck driver ended up trapped in his cabin and had to be rescued. He suffered only minor leg injuries and both drivers were taken to Westmead Hospital for treatment. The crash closed westbound lanes and left debris scattered across the road. Holidaymakers are being warned to brace for long queues and delays at the airport ahead of the long weekend. Hundreds flocked to Sydney's Kingsford Smith Airport overnight and all security gates had to be opened to usher crowds through. The airport's preparing for an influx similar to the mad rush of the Easter period and it's looking to fill 5,000 positions before the July school holidays. Drivers are feeling the pinch when they fill up, and across the country, prices are showing no signs of easing. Brisbane is charging some of the steepest rates, setting a new record at $2.24 for a litre of unleaded. Melbourne and Sydney aren't far behind, most major cities charging above $2. It could get worse in September when the 22 cents a litre discount from the halved fuel excise is due to expire. Police are searching for a gunman who targeted a Brisbane boxing champion and his family in a terrifying drive-by shooting. 23-year-old Justice Huney and his family, including a six-month-old baby, were asleep when five bullets were fired into their home.
It was just sounded like it came from a semi-automatic because it went da-da-da-da like five times.
I'm just thankful everyone's, you know, all good and healthy. No one got hurt.
Luckily, there were no injuries. After 4 years of fighting, the Tamil asylum seeker family will finally be welcomed back to Biloela today. The family of four flew from Western Australia to Brisbane earlier this week and will fly into Fangool Airport this afternoon. They'll drive to Biloela where friends and supporters are waiting for them. A woman will face court today over a crash that killed a Melbourne grandfather. Police say 22-year-old Alicia Fagan failed to give way before the tragic accident. She stopped to help the 69-year-old victim, but her passengers fled. She's been charged with dangerous driving causing death, giving police false details and possessing drugs. Police are searching for two men who ran from the scene of the crash. A group of South Australian bikies have been arrested over a wild brawl interstate. Eight members of the Rebels gang were involved in a fight outside a pub where a man and a woman were seriously injured. Video shows the moment a female security guard tries to tackle one of them and he repeatedly punches her. A second man then kicks her in the head. Those involved have since turned themselves in to police. Casino giant Crown has received the tick of approval from regulators in two states for its sale to American investment company Blackstone. New South Wales and now Victoria have both signed off on the deal, which would see James Packer pocket more than $3 billion. It comes with conditions, including that the new owners maintain a majority independent board of directors. But Crown is still waiting for WA to rubber stamp it. A new robotic device is helping diagnose lung cancer in Australians earlier. It uses advanced mapping technology to reach small areas inside the body, and it's hoped it could save thousands of lives.
In through the mouth, searching for something patients dread will be found. This is the newest weapon in the fight against one of Australia's most deadly diseases.
The technology is to sample small spots on the lung that might be lung cancer.
Small, nimble and powerful, the nation's first bronchoscopy robot stationed in Brisbane, controlled by doctors to sample potentially cancerous nodules so small they previously went undetected.
For each additional centimetre of growth, there's a change in long-term survival.
Three times better than older technologies. It also combines data from CT scans with medical-grade satellite navigation, offering a precise path through the vast maze that is the human body.
This robot is so small and flexible.
75-year-old Francis Schutt was one of the first patients to test the device. After 3 years cancer-free, doctors noticed an abnormality.
It's funny to think robots are actually inside your lungs.
Experts say the technology is 30% more effective in detecting cancerous lumps, improving the chance of survival for the 13,800 Australians diagnosed with lung cancer every year.
For patients, less stress, more certainty about what's growing in their body.
Another modern life example of robots helping humans. Garth Burley, 7 News.
Parents who rant about their children's school teachers online could find themselves in legal strife. Schools are reportedly being urged to keep track of parents' social media activity and to monitor for defamatory comments. Legal action over some online comments has resulted in court payouts of more than $100,000. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading down 140 points this morning. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed slightly higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords finished down 106 points and the ASX 200 lost 101 points. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,851 an ounce and oil is $121 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 71.14 US cents, 95.5 Japanese yen and $1.11 New Zealand. After almost a year of investigating the deadly riots at the US Capitol, a select House committee is about to go public with its findings. The first of a series of hearings will be held this morning on primetime television in the States. The committee was tasked with investigating the insurrection, as well as Donald Trump's involvement. All US networks will air the hearings live, except for Fox News, which is sticking to its usual programming. Thousands of people have been evacuated after wildfires broke out in southern Spain. Firefighters have been injured battling the blazes and military personnel were called in to help. It's feared a heatwave, which is on the way, could make the situation more volatile. New parents are devastated after a baby furniture company collapsed, leaving them out of pocket thousands of dollars. The owners are accused of taking orders despite knowing that they were in financial turmoil.
Alessandra Cataldi is just weeks away from giving birth and devastated she's unable to put the final touches on her little girl's room.
it's so close to her being born. And it's just horrible that we don't have our nursery and that no one's helping.
The expectant mum is one of hundreds of customers who ordered nursery furniture from Quirky Bubba, a national company with warehouses in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. The business went into receivership late last month, but frustrated customers are accusing the company of continuing to take orders.
Everything was quite joyful and exciting with the first child, and now it's just, it's changed everything.
We have had to set up a changing station in the kitchen.
Rochelle Smith had baby Lucy 4 weeks ago. Her bub still has nowhere to sleep.
I've cried, like, because the room's empty, it's bare. Like, I don't even, like, want to go in there.
Dozens of other furious customers are taking their fight online. Out of pocket $1,000, wrote one. Disgusting, said another. Worst customer service ever.
Nearby business owners say they saw staff cleaning out the Melbourne warehouse 2 weeks ago. They've also witnessed angry customers coming here looking for answers, only to find the place deserted.
Mackayan Goodwin is in charge of the receivership and still hopes to fill orders.
I'm hoping to get the money back then to get the furniture back, because I just don't think I would want to see the furniture.
Tegan Dolling, 7 News.
Fans attending a Halsey concert in the US got soaked waiting for the show to begin when a storm swept through Maryland. The show ended up being cancelled at the last minute because of heavy flooding at the outdoor venue. Halsey tweeted to say she was heartbroken and hoped all her fans got home safe. Second in line to the throne, Prince William has been spotted out on the streets of London selling copies of the Big Issue magazine. The Duke of Cambridge donned a red Sellers vest and cap and even stopped to take photos with stunned locals. The magazine is usually sold by homeless or unemployed people. Meanwhile, it's been revealed Prince Louis was experiencing a massive sugar high when he was acting up during the Queen's Jubilee pageant. A birthday wish has come true for a 100-year-old World War II veteran in the US. Harold Myers wanted 100 birthday cards to celebrate his milestone year, and after his request was broadcast on local television, the cards started pouring in. In the end, he received over 10,000 cards, some coming from as far away as Finland. To sport now, and Richmond moved back into the top eight, holding off Port Adelaide at the MCG. The Tigers almost blew a 26-point second quarter lead, Port taking the lead early in the fourth, but Richmond rallied, holding on for a 12-point win. Port coach Ken Hinckley launched a passionate defence of his team doctor after a late head clash between Tom Jonas and Zach Butters left both bloodied. The duo cleared to return only minutes later. The Maroons are counting the cost after a bruising State of Origin opener. Jeremiah Nanai is unlikely to back up for the Cowboys against the Dragons tonight, despite returning to the field after hurting his ankle. Scans will reveal whether Xavier Coates will play Origin 2 or at all this season after injuring his ankle. The Blues and Broncos are hopeful Katoni Staggs' shoulder injury is only minor. A golf war has erupted, the PGA Tour banning all players who've teed off in Greg Norman's Saudi-backed competition. Let's go live now to David Woywood in the US. Good morning, Dave. Some big names are among those suspended.
Big names here, Jody, including Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson and Sergio Garcia. They are among these 17 players that have now been spectacularly suspended from the US PGA Tour. Now, news broke shortly after they teed off in this new Rebel Breakaway series, the LIV Tour, being held just outside of London. It's controversial because it is being funded by a major Saudi wealth fund, and those players participating, they are being accused of putting profits over morals, of essentially sports washing a brutal Saudi regime. Now, interestingly, the head of this new Rebel Breakaway Tour is Australia's very own Greg Norman. He's been trying to get it off the ground for years. He's managed to do that this year. And he has said that this new series, it represents a fresh era of free agency within the sport of golf.
We've been trying to get this thing off the ground for 33 decades, to be honest with you. And I just feel so happy for the players. I feel so happy for the fact that we've brought free agency to the game of golf.
Look, Tiger Woods has turned down big bucks to appear, as did a number of others. Former world number one Rory McIlroy in the past few hours, though, has said the US PGA Tour absolutely made the right decision in suspending these 17 players, as the world of golf now appears to be splitting in two, Jody.
Very dramatic. Thank you, David.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Two of our biggest name Paralympians have received Australian parasport's highest honour. Dual Tokyo gold medalist Madison Di Rosario and Beijing bronze medalist Ben Tutto named Australia's Paralympians of the Year for 2020 and 2022 respectively at last night's Paralympic Australia Awards.
You see in real time the steps that the Paralympic movement has taken, and it's unreal.
I couldn't have imagined it when I was a 13-year-old getting into this Paralympic sport. I'm truly just a guy who loves snowboarding.
Canoeing great Curtis McGrath took out the 2020 Male Athlete of the Year, while four-time Paralympic skier Mel Perrine and her sighted guide Bobby Kelly won the 2022 Female Athlete of the Year. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough and low in western WA are bringing heavy showers, rain and a few storms. Troughs in Tasmania, Victoria and southeast New South Wales are generating strong winds, showers and alpine snow. Onshore winds are bringing the odd shower to far north Queensland and over southeastern South Australia. Around the capitals now, Brisbane will head for a top of 18 degrees today, sunny conditions. Sydney mostly sunny with a top of 17. Canberra partly cloudy with a top of 12. Melbourne 14 degrees with a shower or two. Hobart showers and a top of just 9. Adelaide showers and 16 degrees. Perth heading for 22 degrees, showers with a possible storm. And Darwin sunny and a nice warm top of 32 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Friday.